Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
And now, it's time for Nashville's most honest game show. It's The Truth, According to Kirby. Two of these statements are lies. The other, the truth, maybe.
U.S. Olympics 1980, the game was televised 4 days after the event.
And here's your host, Bob Barker's nephew himself, According to Kirby.
That's not true!
It's John Hutton.
You can't handle the truth!
30-foot home run.
Rival Babe Ruth.
Andres Galarraga.
Thank you, David Reed.
Big Cat Kirby.
Yeah. Big
Kirby, the big cat.
Oh, today's truth according to Kirby. And, of course, the rules are simple. If Kirby wins, Paul heaps 15 seconds of praise. If Paul wins, Kirby can't smoke for the remainder of Midday 180. December 1972.
After three.
I'm already laughing.
After dislocating two knuckles on his left hand playing volleyball in PE class, Kirby was sent home with a note explaining what had happened, with instructions to take him directly to the hospital. Arriving home, only to discover that his stepmother had gone into labor, Kirby decided to do this.
Stop. We'll be back after the hour.
Stop.
He walked the mile and a half to the hospital and tried to check himself in with the note. He left the note for his aunt and went sledding with friends until just before curfew. Or he stuck the note in his pocket, went to the movies with his cousins to see Snoopy come home. Paul, your thoughts?
Well, it's not one. That would be a reasonable, intelligent thing to do. First off, you want to go see a baby, perhaps. A sibling? Half-sibling?
Step?
It is Game of Thrones.
Step-sibling?
I'm telling you. The Targaryens.
Walked a mile and a half, which is not an unreasonable
distance.
He is Jon Snow,
the bastard son.
and the heir to the Iron Throne. Yeah. Kirby will rule us all. Kirby, go ride that dragon out front.
Sorry, Kirby.
I mean, this would be, of these three reactions, the smartest reaction. Did we get a grade level here or an age?
1972.
Yeah, I don't know when Kirby was born.
He was roughly 5 or 6 years old.
Nor do I care.
Oh, fifth grade.
Fifth
grade. He held up the number 5.
Fifth grade. A fifth
Kirby,
grader.
How old are you? Yeah. That seems, I wasn't thinking you were that old.
Okay,
let's not
grade.
Distract from the
Sorry.
Themes here, Chad. He walked a
Doing
mile and a half with the note and tried to get himself into the hospital here to deal with dislocated fingers. First off, good job by the school. Hey, kid, just go home and get yourself to the hospital. We're not going to deal with this issue at all. We know your fingers are hanging by threads, but we don't, just deal with it. This would be the reasonable response. There's no way Kirby engaged in this response. We're crossing that off. He left a note for his aunt and went sledding. Completely conceivable, but still a little bit measured. Went to the movies, Snoopy come home with his cousins. Did his cousins have an automobile, or did he have to walk to the movie, as he would call it, theater, which I'm guessing is 5 to 8 miles away from the backwoods home that Kirby lived
in? I don't think he was in Jackson County.
Yeah, you say theater. Point. He's from Ohio.
He's from Ohio.
I know, but even in Ohio, he lived in the backwoods. It's not like he lived in Cincinnati.
You were born in Ohio.
Yeah. And
you guys weren't born that far from each other, to be fair. An hour and a half, Kirby.
To be fair, I lived on the west side of Cleveland, a city, a metropolis.
That's some more Game of Thrones stuff.
Westeros.
It's not exactly King's Landing.
Now, I feel like Chad is against me here, but nevertheless, he is a resource for me, and I come to you.
Well, first, this is what jumps out to me. If 1972, Kirby was in fifth grade, he'd be 11 years old. 10 or 11.
Yeah, surprised there's not an option.
That would put Kirby
Filed
somewhere between.
Buried in the backyard, well, shot himself up.
That would put Kirby somewhere between 57 and 59. And I don't think Kirby's that old.
I do.
Unless he's going to claim he's. This is another truth, according to Kirby. He's Doogie Howser, and he was 6 years old in fifth grade at this point. I think it's one of the last two.
Agreed.
Just like you. It sounds like Kirby would go sledding as opposed to going to a movie.
Which
but,
maybe
he also
it's
wants
a difference
how tough he is. With dislocated knuckles, I went out and went sledding.
Yeah, but do we believe they're dislocated?
And here's a man who said he hit a home run as far as Babe Ruth. So,
I mean,
he's demonstrating his toughness.
Do we even believe that the knuckles are dislocated? It might be a scratch.
I'll buy that. I'll accept it. Dislocation.
Kirby,
is there a bill?
Paul, do you want Mac to give his opinion?
Yeah, Mac, what do you think?
I think Kirby can ride a dragon. That's what I think. Every time, look, the last one I was at in person with this was the one at Puckett's with the 490-foot home run.
It's 490. It was 400 plus.
It's like 400. All the legendary home runs.
I voted for Kirby and gave him my stamp of approval.
Yeah.
You know, I was the only one there in the all of Puckett's that morning that said Kirby was telling the truth.
You were.
This one here, I know he's still telling the truth because stuff happens to Kirby. I think he went sledding.
I think he went sledding. And Chad
thinks
he went
too.
Sledding. So we're all wrong. Clearly he went to the movies. He went sledding.
Kirby, today's truth, please.
I went sledding.
Oh! Yeah!
Oh! Hey! Is that two for two?
Two for two.
Yeah, it is.
Give me your cigarettes, buddy.
It happened like right at the end of the school day. And so the PE teacher and the school nurse literally took two tongue depressors and taped these two fingers together.
Oh, he's making the see, V.
They're crooked. And so I got home, and she...
They are crooked.
I have a similar problem.
Your stepmother's in the hospital. I'll be back in an hour. So waiting on my aunt, I got this note. Well, we just pulled one of my dad's gloves on my left hand, and we went sledding. And when we got home, I go, oh, by the way, give her this note. And they literally had to cut the glove off my hand where my hand is swelled up so much. But it never hurt. That was the weird thing. These two knuckles,
high tolerance for pain.
He
actually does have.
These two knuckles were shoved almost to my wrist, and they put me in this like a weird, it looked like a tennis shoe type cast that I had to wear for like
the more he talks, the more unbelievable it gets.
You know who else has a high tolerance for pain? Us! Listening to these lies. This lie, the 430-foot home run lie. I mean, what's more painful than this?
The knuckles up to the wrist.
Well, it hurts when it happens. I've dislocated knuckles. It does hurt when it happens, but it doesn't hurt after 5 minutes.
How about when you're six?
Then it just gets. Then it just swells. And you don't feel it unless you hit
fifth grade.
How about when you're in fifth grade?
It's the same.
How did you do it?
It hurts initially for sure.
We were playing volleyball in PE, and one of my best friends was the biggest kid in the class. Was trying to spike it, and I put my hands up to try to actually Ranger Bob, but I tried to
Ranger Bob.
I tried to block a spike, and it just. The ball just nailed me.
Can we
end
get
of the
Ranger
fingers.
Bob on as a guest?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure I can get Rob on. Yeah,
we got to talk to that dude.
So, Kirby, your stepmother was in labor. Mm-hmm. Did you end up going? No, you didn't go to the hospital.
No.
Did you end up going to the same hospital where she was?
Well, yeah. Yes. And the theater was like 2.5 blocks from my house. But the hospital's on the other end of town, and she had gone into labor. So, anyway, aunt gets home, she looks at it and she goes, well, we can't go now.
Why not?
So, because, like, all this stuff was going on. So she goes, she sends me to school the next day, and as soon as I walk in, the teacher and the principal immediately grab me, take me to the office, call my dad, and say, hey, this kid's got to go to the hospital.
This is neglect.
Of course, my dad had no idea what was going on, and they fixed it.
Was this a stepbrother or a stepsister?
It's my half-brother.
Half-brother. Have you met him yet?
I have met him.
What's his name, Bob or Phil?
His name was Christian. He passed away in 2006.
Paul, your thoughts?
I'm very sorry to hear that. I mean, obviously, I can make fun of it, and then if he turns out to be dead, I look terrible, but how would I know?
What are the odds?
You wouldn't know that. But
I wouldn't know that. I apologize. I mean, I'm sad that he's dead, but I'm not sad that I made a joke.
He was a great guy.
You're not offending me.
Thank you.
It's very hard to offend Kirby.
He was a good kid.
It's funny. I'm not offending him about that, but he is offending me with these lies.
I'm surprised as we started to read that. All expect him to be involved in the delivery of the child in some way, based on the setup of the question?
Truth according to Kirby.
Yeah. She was
Kirby delivers his half brother.
Arriving, the last line was upon arriving home, only to discover his stepmother had gone into labor. Kirby decided to do this. I had not read the three options at that point. I had to stop laughing before
he walked to the hospital, found the car in the ditch, delivered the baby, and became a doctor.
Yes, Doctor Kirby Allen Kirby, labor and delivery.
Kirby, just keep bringing them, buddy.
OBGYN. I mean,
it's radio.
It's a great one today.
If anyone turned away during that, they must have been they were in an accident and something pushed the button on the radio that changed the station. I mean, that's the only possibility.
The truth, according to Kirby, never fails to deliver.
Never.